The Virgin Mary prophesied there will be a great earthquake in the area of New York and California. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wilshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, quote. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end will not be at once." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and pestilence and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all of these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to your bearing witness. Resolve therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense. For I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yet not one hair of your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of catastrophic events that are to happen before year 2000. She came to prepare us and to save us from these dreadful events if we will only listen and follow her instructions. There will be a miraculous spring very soon in front of the flagpole at St. Robert Bellarmine Church in Bayside, New York. It will be called the Lourdes of America. Veronica suffered greatly for the salvation of souls. She experienced the passion of our Lord and had the stigmata, the wounds of Christ, in her hands, feet, and forehead. She is known as Veronica of the Cross. On August 3, 1995, Veronica went to her eternal reward. Her dying wish is that we continue to spread the message of Our Lady of the Roses until the second coming of our Lord. The prophecies which you are about to hear were given at prayer vigils held at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadow, Corona Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York. Veronica described everything she saw and repeated everything she heard. All was recorded on an audio tape, later transcribed and sent throughout the world. The rosary is recited continuously during these prayer vigils, still being held from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. about 30 times a year. Over the years, tens of thousands of people around the world have received and are still receiving great spiritual and physical cures through Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the warnings and prophecies given from heaven on March 18, 1989. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
The lights now are becoming like streamers going high up into the sky. There is no way to explain the translucency of them and the manner in which they are penetrating the sky above us. Now, directly in the center of the streamers, I see an opening in the sky, and as I watch, it's becoming round in shape and quite large. I can't see if Our Lady is coming forward. I know it's Our Lady's light, because the blue cascading lights are always a symbol for Our Blessed Mother. Now, yes, now there she is. Oh, Our Blessed Mother is coming now through the sky. She seems to be hurrying. She's most anxious to give her message to the world. I know that from a conversation I had with her this morning in my home. Our Blessed Mother now is coming down, and I see now coming from the right side of us a large ball. It's globe-like in circumference, almost like the ball of the world. Now, Our Lady is watching, and she has a smile on her face. It's a sad smile, but one that makes you feel like it's just wrenching your heart to look at her. I know that she is most distressed this evening because of what was told to me this morning at home. Our Lady now is floating over. She's not walking. She's floating over, directly over our heads now. The ball is joining her, and Our Lady is floating on to the top of the ball. Now, high up in the sky, I can't judge the difference. It's hard to describe Our Lady on the ball. She's a picture of such beauty that it's not earthly. Our Lady, her face is very radiant, but I do see tears upon her cheeks. Our Lady has been soft. So that as she came to the sky, I could hear the gasp of Our Lady as she was sobbing. I can't understand why, except perhaps it has something to do with the message this morning, which at this time I cannot reveal to the world. However, I know that Our Lady will tell you most of this herself in her own words. Now Our Lady is taking her crucifix from her rosary. As I was describing her appearance, Our Lady was taking her rosary from about her waist, and she's taking the crucifix now and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady is looking all about her, and she's smiling. Now the ball is coming closer down to the tree areas, and now there is a cascading of light up into the sky, and these lights now are turning from a blue to a pink, and I know that signifies that Jesus will be coming through to join Our Lady this evening. Now the lights are becoming dimmer, and the sky is opening up, and I can see Jesus now. He's coming forward. He has on a beautiful burgundy cape, and he has sandal-like slippers. They're made of a skin, an animal skin. Now, Our Lady and the ball are moving farther over our heads, and Our Lady now is motioning with her hand to Jesus, and he's joining her on her left side, our right side. Now, Jesus is nodding to Our Lady, and Our Lady now is placing her first finger to her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I have a most desperate message for you tonight, one which will affect most of the world. But I say now, as your mother of light, that there is great darkness upon the world, and as this has been allowed to continue, regardless of all the messages from heaven through various spheres throughout the world, from the beginning of time, you constantly ignored our counsel to you, and now the fruits of your evil ways have come to pass. Already you have been found wanting of all the graces necessary to prevent what I am to tell you will happen now in the near future.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have available a most extraordinary 60-minute video titled The Doomsday Asteroid. It was made for public television and ties completely with the Bayside prophecies. It makes very real the ball of redemption. There are interviews with some of the top astronomers in the world. It explains the possibility and consequences of a killer comet or asteroid hitting planet Earth. There is very strong evidence that a comet caused the extinction of the dinosaurs. A similar thing could happen very easily now, where 3/4 of the Earth's population would perish as foretold in the Bible. The doomsday asteroid could come today, tomorrow, or next year, but one thing for sure, it is coming before year 2000. This video has the most spectacular footage of the Shoemaker-Levy comet hitting planet Jupiter. If a piece of this comet had hit planet Earth, humanity would have been wiped out. You must see this most extraordinary video, The Doomsday Asteroid. It costs $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Once you see this 60-minute video, you will never look at the sky again in the same way. The Doomsday Asteroid video costs $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. These Last Days radio program is on the internet at www.tldm.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on March 18, 1989. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
My child, as I told you this morning, there will be a great earthquake in the area of New York. When I give you the dates, you will not venture from the island, or you too will be caught up in the chaos. There will be much flooding of the highways, so do not try to make your way forth into the areas. Your son, in his work, my child, shall escape the carnage. There will be great fear in the hearts of men, but it will be too late to do anything about this, for the Eternal Father has waited many years. My counsel to the world and my son's word to you have gone throughout the world now for over 19 years. Now that may seem a long time to you, my children, but 19 years in heaven is as a day. We do not sleep in heaven. We must go forth now to plead with our children upon earth to forsake their evil ways. They now are being guided by Satan throughout the world. This cannot be accepted by heaven. There is only one thing that you can do with an errant child when they do not listen, and that is to shake them up, my child. I realize this is not something for jest. It is but a reality that is coming upon mankind. Another area that shall be shaken will be California, my child. There is a great slit in the earth that is widening. This is not generally being given to you in your news tabloids. They are trying to lull you to complacency. We have given you the road away from these disasters, and that road is only guided by prayer, penance, and atonement. We have asked you to pray for sinners, for you who have been given the grace to come upon these sacred grounds. You must go forward and try to save your brothers and sisters. I say brothers and sisters, my child and my children, because you are all brothers and sisters as you were created by the Eternal Father. Due to man's humility in the beginning, accept, my child, for the sin of Adam and Eve. The world was not in such great chaos. Life was far simpler. As man goes forward and tries to seek all of the earth's paradise by way of fortunes and gold and silver, they have sold their souls to get to the head. My child and my children, you must listen well as I say this also unto you. Latin America shall be a hotbed of fighting, and the United States shall be the prime candidate to enter and have their sons slaughtered upon the lands there. I beg you, as your mother, to listen to me. You must not go into Latin America. That is what the plan from Russia is, for you to enter into Latin America. My child and my children, listen well. While I have my child, Veronica, repeat to you, the end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burn the souls. The days are numbered. Your hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My children, I wish you to know that you ignored a sign of a short few days ago. We sent from the heavens the Aurora Borealis to shine unto men and let them know that when this happened before, there was a war. My child and my children, the United States of America now is in dire conflict with its conscience. But you must remember, without my son, they cannot succeed. Slowly but surely, against all the counsel from heaven of the past 19 years, man has become more scurrilous and more antagonistic towards my son, until he has even entered my son's church, seeking to cast aside all tradition and all knowledge of the supernatural, bringing a mode of modernism and humanism into my son's church. This has forced many a good soul to lose his way and leave the church. My children, I beg of you as your mother, do not leave my son's church. Do not allow the rodents to come in and burrow and underground my son's church. You can save it if you will only pray more. Pray for sinners that they will seek the light and be given the knowledge of the errors of their ways so that they can turn back before it is too late. My child and my children, I want to tell you also at this time, you are not to concern yourself with other words and writings of apparitions in various places. I can tell you, my children, unfortunately, there are those who are caught up in the excitement of the times and my appearance at your sight. However, you cannot become involved, my child or my children, with any of these apparitions. It is best to ignore them.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on March 18, 1989. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukens, former secretary and close personal friend. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Guy. It's a pleasure to speak to you now and your listeners once again. Now I have my continuation of my memories with Veronica of the Cross. Now, on the tape of this tape is a continuation of the tape by Veronica, made in 1980. I spoke part of it last week. Veronica said, "Now you see how much in perfection heaven had this all planned. Our Lady appearing because that message was given on January 8th, 1970 now. And at that time, the vigils had not started on the shrine at St. Robert Brown's, and Our Lady's first appearance hadn't started. And yet, already heaven had written, which I understand now after many years, all about what it meant by the magic circle. Because, as you know, there is a circle now kept where Our Lady appears. And listen now while there is time, turn and give your life to Jesus and let him lead you to the shrine. At that time, there was no mention of the shrine at St. Robert's. They came later on because the first apparition there was June 18, 1970. So you can see way back in January, though I didn't understand at the time, heaven had it already planned by Our Lady to appear there in June, and yet there was this was dated January 8, 1970. I understand so much now how everything through the years has been planned so perfectly to fall into place by Jesus and Our Lady. Now on January 3rd, 1970, I'd like to tell you at this time that everything from the written notes and the hand notes and much more was sent to Richard Cardinal Cushing of Boston. Everything that I received from Teresa and Our Lady and Jesus was written and sent to him to be continued. Now I have a testimony here. It's quite lengthy, so I'm only going to read half of it now. It is from Massachusetts. My name is Fred Petrowski. I am from Lawrence, Massachusetts, and I'm here to give a little testimony of my sister-in-law being cured here at the shrine. She was paralyzed from surgery and had two discs that ruptured in her back. Particles started traveling up her spine column. She had gone in for emergency surgery. As a result of the emergency surgery, she was paralyzed. She was like that for several years and was in intensive pain, was hospitalized on a regular basis. The pain would get so intense that the morphine was working for only 20 to 25 minutes. I've been to the shrine many, many years. God, pardon me. While I was at the old Bayside grounds, I was given a little piece of cardboard with a piece of cloth which wiped the crying tears of the Madonna. My brother called me up in panic one night saying, "Nora Petrowski, my sister-in-law of Massachusetts, she can't take the pain any longer and wanted to know if he could borrow the little cloth that I had brought from Bayside. I brought it up there to him. He brought it to the hospital and touched her with the cloth. She started saying the rosary and I left. Near the end of the rosary, she felt some twitching in her legs and she used to be dressed like a mannequin because she couldn't move at all. She's the mother of four children. The twitching started. By the time she finished the rosary, she was able to get out of bed. and Grace walked by. "Look at her," she said. "You can't stand. It's impossible for you to stand. Get back to bed." She walked by the room and then came running back in again and said, "How can you stand up?" Norma said nothing. She was so happy. She was able to move somewhat, even in great pain on the crutches. And she wanted to say thank you. So she came down to the Bayside grounds here in Flushing Meadows. We had called ahead, and Veronica knew all about it. And Norma brought over to the side where the ropes were here. She gave the crutches to Veronica, who held them both up to the sky. Pictures were taken of the two crutches being held there. But instead of Veronica came out, the Blessed Virgin came out in between the crutches. Veronica took the crutches. She brought them over to the Blessed Virgin statue and put them on either side. Everybody started taking pictures of the crutches. Veronica sent a Polaroid picture back to us. There were five bishops' mitres on the picture. And in the sky, at the feet of the Blessed Virgin statue, was a little naked boy. A little baby, a naked boy. She sent a picture back with the message saying, "You are pregnant now, and you will have a little baby boy." Her tubes were tied, so she was not supposed to get pregnant. So she was very, very shocked. She did have the little boy. Every time she wanted to come back to the shrine, different things started happening to her. That's to be continued next week. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and send a gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lower Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lower Michigan, 49331.